Thanks, Cardiff.
Yeah, Nicole, Tom Oppold.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good, good. Your question on the Toledo warehouse, I own that outright myself.
Okay. Did you buy that recently or you had that for a while?
No, I've had it 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Do you have something just showing that you have ownership of that?
Yeah. Well, didn't I send you the LLC papers?
Yeah, that's fine. They're just looking for something that ties you to that property. Because they
That's the LLC papers.
So the Toledo warehouse?
The LLC. Yep. Toledo Warehouse, Brown Avenue, LLC.
Yeah, that's. I think that should be fine.
I'm the sole owner of that, and that's what owns the property.
Okay. I think that should work. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I didn't know if you got those emails, but
I'm not on a granddaughter's graduation, so I'm not in the office until tomorrow,
I had a feeling about that. Nothing that you need to do today, but I didn't know if you were on the emails, but I got some updated invoices from your vendors, so got that done, and they just wanted to tie you to the property, and then they're going to send updated documents out to you, and then you can look at them on Monday, but I just wanted to, I didn't know you were out of town, but no rush.
Once those documents are reviewed and okayed, then what's the procedure?
So I'll have you sign those. You'll send back originals to us, and then we'll be able to wire your vendors probably maybe on like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay. But I have to send a check back with the documents?
Yeah, it would be a check or you can do a wire.
Okay. I'll just send you a check. That's okay.
No, that's fine. Most people do a check. And they want to see the LLC paperwork or whatever that is before they send the updated documents out. So just whenever you can get them to me.
I thought I sent those to you. The LLC.
Possibly. I'd have to look for it.
Could you look and see? Because I can send them, but I won't be home till tomorrow. It'll be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or I can send them on Monday before you get them.
Okay. I'll do a look, and then if I don't find them, I'll shoot you an email today.
Okay. That's fine, and I'll send them back
to
you tomorrow then.
Whenever you're back, No rush.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, enjoy your weekend.
Where are we at? Because the cement guys are a little different than the equipment that they don't give 30-day terms usually.
Yeah.
Are you going to pay half of that, half of theirs?
Yeah, half.
Okay. So if I pay them, I can pay them the other half. When I get back, and then you just pay them the other half in a day or so after you get the signed documents.
Yeah, and I just want to clarify with you, the deposits that you have put down, you don't want to be reimbursed for, correct?
Well, if you want to... But that takes a little longer, doesn't it?
Well, no, your vendor, because I spoke with your, like, for instance, Bill Rogers at AES. So he said, you put a deposit down. So the way it would work is we would pay them the full amount and they would reimburse you once they got their money.
Okay.
But it's up to you what you want to do.
Well, that's only $5,000 for them. So that'd be great. Go ahead and do that. But when would you pay me that?
And then on the other one, you put a little bit more down, I think.
Bagger? Yeah, the bagger,
Do you want the money back on that one? Or you want to keep it
that'd
how it
great
is?
If you could. Yeah, no, if you could keep it that way, that'd be great. Yeah.
Okay, so they would reimburse you then the deposit you gave them.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. But you pay them the full amount, and I get the deposit back from them?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you want to do that, I'm just going to have them update the loan amount.
Okay.
Okay.
And then it'd be up to me to trust them to give me my deposit back, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't order from them if I didn't trust them, so. And that's pretty typical. You see that happen a lot in your industry where you
put
deposits put down, you pay the full amount, and then they reimburse the deposit.
Yeah, people will do that a lot. Because a lot of times they have to put deposits down to secure equipment.
Right.
And then they'll just reimburse them.
Okay. Do you mind giving, what is her name, Alexis at the Premier Bedding?
Angela, I think.
Angela.
Yeah.
Call her and just double check that with her if you pay the whole thing, that they'd send
sure.
the deposit back to me.
Yeah, I'll do
that'd
that.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Then what? How's that entail? Because that's going to raise up. That's going to put me.
And I just want to let you know, I'm still trying to get the additional 20,000 concrete approved. I don't know if I'm going to get the extra 20,000, but if we get you reimbursed for this, then that kind of covers that extra
$20,000. Exactly.
Yep.
As long as we can get it paid, these guys paid Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday next week.
Yeah, and I spoke with Bill. He's good with everything. Got his wire instructions, so we'll be ready to pay him. And then I'll ask Angela how they would like to be paid over there.
Okay. All right.
So we're working on it, but
okay, very good. I can probably talk to you Monday.
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah, we'll talk Monday.
Okay, do I have your email address for the documents to FedEx them out to you? You won't have it till Monday, will you?
I won't have it till Monday. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But it'll be easy because I'll email them to you, and then we'll give you an overnight slip, and then we'll also have you just fax them to us so we can work off the faxed copies, and then once we get the originals, we'll finalize everything.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. But it charged my battery last night.